Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light. When all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters. And all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah. Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these so very precious words. The Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, that indeed I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. The Most High has planned from the very beginning what is the eventuation of all that is to be upon this planet we call Earth. Most High has always planned from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, what this world was made to bring to bear. Blessed are they amongst us who will plan in the revelation of righteousness. The revelation of what is divine righteousness, what it is that indeed, my brothers and sisters, to have blessedness, even the blessed reward of life in this world. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who discern or will discern what is their plan, who will prepare rightly that they may partake, my brothers and sisters, in the reward of a holy kingdom to come. Yes, indeed, a holy kingdom to come that is yet to come. My brothers and sisters, as the promise of the Most High upon this earth. We must be wise, my brothers and sisters. We must be wise. Much illusion has been set afoot. Some have believed. I said in that some have believed somehow that men have had a reward unto a holy kingdom, somehow on high, which is not what is promised. The children of Abraham were promised the world. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, we must know the ways of that holy kingdom. We must discern what is the ways of that holy kingdom beyond all worldly unrighteousness. I said beyond all worldly unrighteousness. We must discern, my brothers and sisters, what this world will not tell. That, in fact, for those who are ready to understand it, is indeed what is the grace and the mercy of Yah. For he has declared that a people who will not know his ways will not enter into his kingdom rest. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, the grace of the Most High, his mercy, is that he reveals, my brothers and sisters, unto the peoples of this world, the nations of this world could never reveal. All must overcome, therefore, the variant contentious misallegiances that have divided this world. All must overcome and transcend all that are partial standards, the pollutions and hypocrisies of a world of fatal flatterers who have deceived mankind not to perceive what yet must be received. It is written, my brothers and sisters, if we will understand it well, Revelation 15:1-5, that those who are redeemed beyond the marks of the beastly nations that have refused to reason as one, those who overcome the marks of the beastly nations, my brothers and sisters, will sing the song of Moses, and the song of the Lamb. Therefore, that very law which the Most High gave to Israel to establish a nation after a pure, perfect word from above is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, that law which the whole world has denied, that must be restored to the minds of all men. All men, therefore, being consecrated, my brothers and sisters, in the knowledge and the justice, the righteousness and truth that the Most High declared after right administration. I know that those who sit back and say, when I speak of such a thing as this, whereby they have not given full consideration of Malachi, the book of Malachi, in the 4th chapter, which says, remember the law which he gave his servant Moshe before the great and dreadful day of the Most High, before the day of judgment and the kingdom that is to come. We must remember the rights that the Most High gave to Moshe beyond all the misadministrations of man. We must discern, my brothers and sisters, that the true gospel of peace, and yes, it is called the gospel of peace for a reason. In the book of Romans 10, it's called the gospel of peace. Ephesians 6 chapter is also called the gospel of peace. Again, my brothers and sisters, for a very, very powerful reason. In the Hebrew mind, the concept of what is peace is what is made complete, pure, beyond all contentious misorientations, beyond all partial standards. Purity and completion offers one choice. And the scriptures tell us that when that which is perfect has come, that when that perfect standard is again revealed, as Messiah must surely come to reveal it, every imperfect standard of man must pass away. This we must understand. To overcome the variant partial standards and hypocrisies and pollutions of the nation, we must learn that very rule by which the Most High, bringing his people Israel out of Egypt, began to teach them to establish in their hearts the ways of a holy and consecrated nation, knowing that holiness is not after any of the variant traditions. Not of any of the variant devices or misideal that seem wise to hear me now, carnally minded men, having not the righteous discipline from Yah as he would reveal it. There's some 47,000 denominations in this world and across some 280 nations. No doubt about it, my brothers and sisters. I said, no doubt about it, my brothers and sisters. We must transcend all these multitudes of variances if we are to be true of the Holy One. And it is Him who is holy, Him who is one, who is true beyond all worldly contradictions, that is our only hope for salvation. When the scriptures say salvation is not of works, lest any man should boast, let us realize, my brothers and sisters, that all these nations of the earth and their variant ideals of, yes, certainly misrule, and that they have not taken into consideration what Messiah said to his disciples, to his apostles, when he said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he has commanded. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, if indeed man would have followed that pure, perfect truth, there would be peace on earth today. But Messiah prophesied that before his return, we will continually see what? Wars and rumors of wars. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that the nations of this world have indeed resisted the knowledge of a true covenant. I repeat, the nations of this world have resisted the knowledge of a true covenant. Many millions were murdered, my brothers and sisters. I said many millions were murdered. And that Rome, seeking to preserve its various carnal contentions, ideals, my brothers and sisters, seeming wise to men, but not before Yah. After all these variant misideals, my brothers and sisters, this world has not known agreement with the One Most High. And one of the things the Most High told me early on, or he asked me this question, was simply this, and we have to think about it. Shall we disagree? Or dare we think that we, as a people, or any man, might disagree with the Most High on even one point and expect to have the gift of life? Let me repeat that, my brothers and sisters. I know it is the most probing question. The last show that I did, I ventured to delve deeply into the ramifications, the implications of that question. I would dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that every soul that has ever breathed or will be challenged. The mantle of his soul, the metal of his soul, if you will be challenged by such a question, such a magnificently masterful question as this. The Most High, his very name means he is all and everything that he is. That is what that entirety is what we must revere if we are to have a reference point for reverence after which we might honor him. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, like I said, we're going to have to answer that question. All manner of false religion has sought to deceive the minds of men as if to believe that disagreement with the Most High is somehow viable. As if to believe the disagreement with the Most High on any point is somehow still true religion? No, my brothers and sisters, it's false religion. Wherever men have dared to declare, like I said before, what? 37,000 denominations, who knows how many religions in this world across 280 some odd nations? My brothers and sisters, that is not, I repeat, agreement with the Most High. That is not a covenant. That is continual contentions, continual arguments, and every partial standard that will not seek the fullness of what is divine will is enmity against the law of the Most High. Messiah said, my friends, if you do everything that I've commanded, then my brothers and sisters seek cooperation unto all the Most High's decreed. Anything less is false religion, the works of a devil, the works of a dead, the works of fatal flatteries, my brothers and sisters, who would rob you of the opportunity unto life. Salvation is not of works, it is written, lest any man should boast. The various nations of this world cannot boast. Or shall they boast? Shall they be proud? Shall they be called honorable before the Most High? After standards after which they never knew? I said, never knew what indeed is the sure, pure, perfect righteousness in agreement unto Yah. Think about it. From the beginning, the Most High had a pure and perfect plan for this world. In every case where men have chosen to ignore that plan, there have been divisions against divine vision, blindness, darkness. And the scriptures tell us well, the condemnation of this world has been because men have loved darkness, not the truth, confusion then, ignorance. Even seeking to be called wise after the pretenses of a carnal and reprobate, undisciplined mind. And all the nations, my brothers and sisters, all the works of men. Ephesians 3:1-4 tells us that the grace of the Most High, the dispensation of His grace, is the opportunity to partake with Israel according to, Shaul mentioned a former letter that is not in the text we have now, but I will tell you that so much of what's in that text that we don't have in the so-called accepted canon is in that second chapter of Ephesians. And what does it say? That there's no salvation or deliverance from the misconceived works of men and their divided nations after the ideals, the works, the devices of the nations. And he said we must be his workmanship unto, or the workmanship of Yah, his molding, his shaping, unto good works, whole works. The word for good means whole, pure, and perfect. Works which the Most High himself has foreordained. For all mankind, my brothers and sisters, was created. Man was created from the very beginning, and he made mankind. Was created to be a resonator, to resonate the very thoughts of the Most High, and certainly not the thoughts of another. But men, my brothers and sisters, have turned away from that pure, perfect promise. Men have believed the words of a devil for many generations, believing that if they did disobey the Most High, that the result would be life and not death. Well, my brothers and sisters, the result of this is something if we better understood it. Man turning away from the gospel of peace, the wages of sin, divisions, partialities against the pure, perfect will of the Most High, the wages of this sin, not seeking the pure, perfect will that is the gospel of peace. And the word for peace in Hebrew is complete. And man turning away from what is the complete word of the Most High. The wages of this sin have been divisions, misallegiances, misconceits, partial doctrines, false prophets, false messengers, falling short testimonies. And the wages of this sin resulting since the fall, since man believed, first began to seek to believe after false religion, that he can walk against the will of the Most High and still be made whole, saved, trustworthy. The wages of this sin, my brothers and sisters, has been war. It's time we understand this, my brothers and sisters. Men speak so often of seeking to come unto the kingdom of heaven. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, the word for heaven in Hebrew is Shamayim. The people of the Shema, the people who knowing that the Most High is one, know that they must love and seek Him, love seeking Him with all their minds, hearts, souls, and might, unto a perfect allegiance in agreement unto Him. Every soul delighted in seeking that fullness of all that is divine will, that we might not contend and argue after misunderstanding, but that we indeed, my brothers and sisters, love, trust, and cooperate together unto the honor of Him who is indeed the One Most High. Ancient Israel therefore understood And Messiah even reminded the people of this. At Micaiah 5:14-21, that a people consecrated unto the Most High as the wisdom light of this world have no right, I repeat, have no right whatsoever to maintain contentious, irrational arguments one amongst another. No right to maintain differences of opinion, and knew that if ever our people bear differences amongst us, we are obligated to seek the Most High, to be assured that we do not lie, to be assured that there are no misconceits amongst us to divide us, to assure that we honor him who is one as a people, my brothers and sisters, devout to learn what it is to be one and to preserve that pure, perfect agreement. As I said before, dare we say that we could disagree with the Most High on even one point and yet live? How many times, my brothers and sisters, was Israel kicked off the land because the people chose in some way to compromise against the holy promise? Abraham was promised that he would inherit the land, even that he would inherit the world, but only if, my brothers and sisters, if he sought all that is the pure, perfect will of the Most High, and every soul that would be called counted amongst the children of Abraham, faithful Abraham, faithful unto one, is, as the scriptures tell us in Genesis 17, obligated to seek all that is the pure, perfect will of the one Most High. Or dare men say that they might inherit the world, everyone after partial standards, compromises and hypocrisies that divide this world against the peace? I would say, think again, my brothers and sisters, we should know far wiser than this. I said, my brothers and sisters, we should know. If we are to be fair and just, we should know far wiser than this. It's time that we understand. It's time that we know. And then it's time that we, in this wisdom, we be sure. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, we must know that the people of the Most High were reminded in Messiah's words when he said to his people, you are the light or the wisdom or the light of his holy counsel unto all the nations. I said unto all the nations. Therefore, it's not the nations that dictate, my brothers and sisters, what is righteous and lawful. The law which the Most High gave to Israel, therefore, is the awakening unto true righteousness. Again, I told you the dispensation of grace according to Ephesians 3:1-4 is the opportunity for the nations to partake with Israel. But what does it say? It says also to the nations, if you're strangers or alien, not knowing. If you're strangers, not knowing, my brothers and sisters, what is the covenant promise of Yah unto Israel for Israel's restoration as a holy kingdom. If you think, my brothers and sisters, there might be salvation after any other ideal of the nations, it says you were yet without hope, without Yah, without a savior, and indeed, my brothers, are still yet lost after the misdirections of this world. This we must know, my brothers and sisters. The Shema, the holy command that says, Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. Therefore, all nations, you must know that the Most High is not divided by you. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, we are to, with utmost love in our hearts, thank the Most High for the opportunity to come together, that by his Spirit we might be consecrated unto the will of one. Which means, my brothers and sisters, since this is the only hope of peace, that those, my brothers and sisters, who would maintain sectarian views where the greater truths of the Most High are not spoken,
are still under the curses, sin, disagreement, wherein is no covenant with the Most High at all. Many who talk about that we're under a quote-unquote new covenant. My brothers and sisters, please understand. That word in Hebrew for new means we are obliged to look to the restoration, the remembrance of what is fully a covenant before the Most High. And in the Shabbat day, there's a reason why it says remember the Sabbath. Remember that seventh day the Most High consecrated as a day for the remembrance of what is he set as a work complete that he would be satisfied with, that it must continue in its in the perfection of its magnificent order. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to preserve the wisdom that is in it, pure after the will of the one Most High, beyond all worldly misadministrations. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, we seek the Most High for completion. There's a reason why it's the seventh day. But my brothers and sisters, there's so many teaching all manner of variant doctrines in the day that's called the Shabbat. Even these high holy days, the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Sukkot, there are many teaching all manner of imperfect doctrines, exalting themselves, compelling men to be proud and boastful, but still not knowing indeed what is truly the righteousness of Yah. Scripture says salvation, deliverance from all worldly misconceits is not a work since any man should boast. Well, I'm going to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the scripture tells us that man's boasting is not good if after any partial standard. Did you hear me? Then no man should boast, my brothers and sisters. Their vainglory, the scripture said, is not good if after any of the misconceits of man. Let me take a moment to read for you Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, from whence we find another that scripture repeated again and again in what is called the latter testimony. Remember, Messiah is a word from the beginning, so he did not come to abolish his own word. He did not come to declare his former word a lie. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who will not fall for the wiles of a devil. They will understand, my brothers and sisters, it may be a lot of testimony that came through Messiah and his apostles, but it is a testimony in both cases of what is the eventuality on this earth. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, if we are faithful, if we are people who are faithful unto him, must know that without question, my brothers and sisters, we throughout the ages were duty bound, even according to Genesis. Genesis 49, 8 through 12. Look for that one called Shiloh, peace, unto whom all nations should be gathered beyond all worldly misconceits. The scripture says, if any man boast in anything, let him boast in that he knows the Most High. Jeremiah 9:23, for thus says the Most High, let not the wise man glory in his own wisdom. If he calls himself wise, it's not his wisdom, his own wisdom, in which he should call himself honorable. Neither let the mighty man or those who consider themselves powerful in society glory or call himself honorable after their own might or their own conceits. Let not the rich man glorify in his riches, but in his riches. But let him that glorifieth or that glorieth, that glories or boasts, that word for boast is the same word for boast, let him boast in this, that he understands. I didn't say pretends, but does indeed understand and know, that he is the Holy One, pure and perfect beyond all worldly indiscretion. And that indeed, my brothers and sisters, the fatal flatteries of men, after which men have believed they have attained what they have not, is not that after which men should boast. It's time that we know the truth, my brothers and sisters. But let him that boast in this, that he understands and knows the Most High, that he is above all worldly reproof, that his word is pure and perfect unto all that will be peace. And as the Most High, who will indeed exercise and execute in the earth what is loving kindness, justice, and righteousness, and it is that he that we must please, who delights in all these things. He is the master. He is the Savior, one who declares a word of completion, acceptable forevermore. And the scriptures tell us again, well, there's repeated times in the scripture that in the words of the apostles where they repeated again and again such words as it is written, let no man boast in men. But if those many times the scriptures speak of this are to be regarded in the light of truth, we have to give in consideration, my brothers and sisters, what's written in Romans 14:10-12. Unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue confess before one judgment seat. All must therefore, according to all that is written of old, must become like-minded after one standard. For all that is written of old was for our learning, that we through patience and faith in the scriptures and obedience and right understanding might have hope. All like-minded, even it goes out to 15th chapter in the 18th verse, Jew and Gentile, all obedient after one standard in word and deed. Well, I have something to say about that, my brothers and sisters, no question about it. The Shabbat, according to Isaiah 56, and to Shabbat is to complete. That's the meaning of the very word. The very word that relates to the Shabbat, my brothers and sisters, that we must all work together to see all that is divine righteousness and prepare for that fullness revealed. It talks about Jew and Gentile in Isaiah 56. And it says to all then, therefore, who would take hold of his, who would keep the Shabbat. How about keep remembrance, holy, complete remembrance of all the Most High has declared in his holy day, according to all that would please him. He said also to both to the Jew and the Gentile that he would establish a holy temple, a house of prayer, after which all people, my brothers and sisters, might praise him as one. What does that mean, my brothers and sisters? Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything he declared, baptizing, converting the nations unto the honor of the Father and the Son by the same Holy Spirit that raises the conscience of men beyond the ordinary ideals of men. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? Yes, read, for instance, Acts 18:1-5, and you will find that the apostles preached the gospel of the Most High. Yes, even on the Shabbat day, even unto the Gentiles, meaning that Shabbat day has precedence, power, and authority in its command that all be made complete beyond all the veils of worldly misconceit. Beyond all the veils of separation wrought after worldly misorientation, read Ephesians 2:8-12, 16 very closely. The Shabbat demanding that all must seek all that is the pure, perfect will according to all that is divine command has precedence, power, authority, even above all the nations, that all must, my brothers and sisters, seek beyond every worldly misadministration, every worldly false foundation, all men being purged beyond every lie conceived after the thoughts of men that have divided the nation. All must seek what is the pure, perfect will of Yah. For in that men have rejected the gospel of peace. The word for gospel, basura, relates a pure, perfect word from above that has power to reprove the nations beyond all its error, all its misimaginations, all its vanities, all its ideals that fall short of pleasing the Most High. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, it is because men have rejected what the scripture calls the gospel of peace. Oh, please understand. Romans 10th chapter calls it the gospel of peace, a pure, perfect word from above that reproves all the nations. At the hand of him whose wisdom and righteousness is above all worldly reproach. The scriptures tell us. Also Ephesians 6th chapter calling it again the gospel of peace. It talks about putting upon ourselves the whole armor of the Most High, all that is his word against every the wiles of the devil or any deviant standard. That scripture, my brothers and sisters, comes from Isaiah 59:8. Be good to read Isaiah 59:8 through 61:5. And saying the way of peace in the last days the nations have known not. Messiah will therefore surely must establish a standard, putting upon himself the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and vengeance as a cloak, or vengeance against all those of my brothers and sisters who would be adversaries against the free flow of what is true wisdom in his word. It says the way of peace men have not known. And he will offer salvation for those who turn from this transgression, who turn away from all these divisive standards, self-righteous, false religious standards of men amongst the nations. And that is him in the latter days he restore his covenant that it would remain in the minds and hearts of his people even forever. This time we understand something, my brothers and sisters, truly it is. When the scripture says find the Messiah comes saying the spirit of the Most High is upon me, speaking of a conscience given from on high, delivered at the power of the Holy Spirit. He is saying, my brothers and sisters, that he has authority, wrought of a conscience beyond all men. He said he had power from on high. He told his disciples, therefore, to go forth and teach all nations everything he declared. Revelation talks about in the 22nd chapter, 10 through 16 through 21st verse, if any man add or take away from that standard, he adds damnation to his soul and takes away his eternal life. Why then, my brothers and sisters, did he say, go forth and teach all nations everything he declared? And it's called the dispensation of grace. The dispensation of the gospel. The dispensation of the gospel of peace. Why did he say teach all things if it wasn't important? Surely it is. The Most High says and does nothing without reason. He said, don't add or take away from his word. My brothers and sisters, men have talked about the idea about they're not under the law of our grace. Well, let me tell you something. There's a false law at the hand of men, and there's a righteous law at the hand of the Most High. And how can you add or take away from a standard that doesn't exist? It means, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has an absolute standard for all peoples. And anyone who adds or takes away from it takes away the opportunity unto life, has the opportunity unto salvation, has potentially, my brothers and sisters, he takes away. If he does not learn to repent and do better, the scripture says he might even have, if he does not hurriedly seek to do what is righteous upon finding the opportunity to do so. Oh, my brothers and sisters, as such a man will have his name blotted out of the book of life. Well, I would tell you something, my brothers and sisters, your leaders have been utmost treacherous because their desire is that you never understand and know what you should have known, that you might have opportunity unto peace, life and peace, agreement. Men have been left without an agreement, my brothers and sisters. Scripture speaking about in the last days about a restoration of a covenant. Do you realize, my brothers and sisters, that one time Israel well knew that in all the Shabbat days, especially the feasts and days of Day of Atonement and the new moons, that they should delight in the opportunity to come before the Most High, to reason together, seeking to be enhanced in conscience, raised in conscience. Rejoice in the opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to fulfill purpose. To fulfill purpose as Abraham knew was purpose for his people. Seeking the opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to transcend all sin, all disagreement, all misallegiance, says, all misunderstanding, all false doctrine, all misadministration, all coming in atonement, seeking attunement in the mind and the power of the Spirit. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, there be a holy people in the earth worthy to be called by the name of him who is holy, pure, perfect, and one forevermore. My brothers and sisters, if we are wise to know it, in seeking all that is the remembrance of all the Most High, by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began, I'm talking about Acts 3:18 through 23, it says Messiah will come for the restitution of all things, the restoration of all things, according to all spoken by the prophets as the world began. It says we must prepare, my brothers and sisters, for him who remains, he said, will remain in heaven until the time of that restoration, who will judge mankind according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. And whoever does not harm unto that prophet or the fullness of his testimony be cut off from among the people. That's the same thing said, my brothers and sisters, if we'll understand it. At Leviticus 23, I'm reading around 27th verse, and it calls the Day of Atonement the ultimate many texts the Sabbath of Sabbaths, a time which all must humble themselves. That means no institution exalted above the pure, perfect word. All must humble themselves to seek all that is the word of the Most High, lest we be cut off from amongst the people. My brothers and sisters, the Most High does not call a people consecrated and holy, as true unto holiness, if they will not seek the fullness of what is divine intent. Shall a man, my brothers and sisters, shall a people say they could disagree with the Most High on any point? And still yet, my brothers and sisters, gain the reward of life and peace. The wages of this sin against the gospel of peace, my brothers and sisters, has been murder, warfare, defamation against divine character. All my brothers and sisters, the confusion and loss of many souls, both through the deceits, my brothers and sisters, the spiritual deceits of a devil, the spiritual, unholy, unclean spiritual warfare of devils against the hearts of men. And the resultant misallegiances after which men thought they had a right to defend the vanities of those who lied. Even my brothers and sisters, salvation is not after any of the varying misconceits of the various kings of this earth. They lied to you, my brothers and sisters. Most have not understood what it means to say that the game is meant to catch the player. If the only reward these false kings could offer is to misguide and mislead the people after standards the Most High can never be pleased with, to walk after the walk upon and play the games upon the playing fields that they have arranged, when the best that they will ever reap in their rebellion against divine will has been murderous warfare and death, what can they offer, my brothers and sisters, else a common prize in falling and falling for man would follow after them? My brothers and sisters, we must know far better than this. We must become much more stable in our understanding, that we prove ourselves not so easily deceived. For a man who gains the knowledge of the truth and loses it, does he still have an agreement? Messiah said, if you love me, keep God, maintain, defend his instruction, his commandments. And for those who would keep this constant conscience, said he would reveal himself by his spirit. But what about if men have done what they have done? All that is required to make a devil is for men not to seek the Most High. Enough. And the nations were murderous against those who sought fruition. I want you to think about it. 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11. I said 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11 speaks about how in the name unto the honor of the one Most High, we must all speak the same thing. That means in every institution that would be called a church, this we must do. All seek the same things, to speak the same thing. No divisions, one understanding. And if there be divisions amongst us, it's not the mind of Yah. It's not the mind of the Savior. In fact, it is carnal-minded if we think that we have a right to all preach, what, variant sectarian doctrines, not seeking the whole truth. The Scriptures tell us the Most High knows the thoughts of men, not seeking the fullness of divine will is vanity. Could never please him. Oh, he said, eyes and ears have not heard and seen the glory of that which Yah has planned for those who love, who seek him. Because the nations, my brothers and sisters, have been rebellious. Please go back and read Isaiah 64, chapter 1 through 9. Oh, thou wast come down and melt. How about, let's just say, melt away the hard-heartedness of the nations, that they would say one day, oh, Father, thou art the potter and we are the clay. But my brothers and sisters, Most High has told us in advance of the thoughts of men are vain, not worthy unto salvation. If man boasts after the ideals of men, my brothers and sisters, he and one that in which he would boast, he should only be ashamed of the pretense. We need to think, my brothers and sisters, and consider all these things. And to be rational, to be called reasonable, to be wise, that we be wise and not deceive us. The Scriptures tell us, therefore, let us not consider ourselves wise as a complete before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to honor the one Most High. I know what the Most High told me. He told me, I must tell you things. The men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. He told me then, my brothers and sisters, I must speak to you the hidden things that have been missing, that no one is made whole without. Essential truths, my brothers and sisters, that he said, told me, were very important. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is written, heal me and I shall be healed. Save me, I shall be saved. To be saved, my brothers and sisters, let us understand the real meaning of the Scripture. It says, the time will come when all who call upon the name of the Most High, who are vowed unto the Most High, will indeed, if you hope, I pray that many will understand, according to Isaiah 19:18-25, will make a vow to the Most High and will perform it fully. The time will come when all who call upon the name of the Most High will all be made whole, glorified, honorable, and the wisdom that is from above. In fact, the Scripture says, Isaiah 45:23, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. And in the Most High shall all Israel be justified and shall glory. How about be made honorable? Boast in knowing the Most High. Have pride in knowing the Most High. But everyone who has a false pride, my brothers and sisters, who will not hear the law of the Most High, the Scripture says, is left to be an abomination. Proverbs 28:7, my brothers and sisters, bears a looking at. But many are the ways that seem right unto men in their variant inexperience. For the wages thereof, my brothers and sisters, has been all manner of destruction, far from conscience, beyond contradiction. Dare men, my brothers and sisters, say that the maintenance of all these gross misconceits world over, dare men say the reward of this mass deceit serving the designs of devils who never wanted peace? Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, that the righteous reward, the just reward of man, this man's disagreement against his creator? Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, after so much murderous death and destruction, so much defamation against divine care, so much defamation against the way of life and truth. Dare me, my brothers and sisters, to say that the just reward for this should be life. Ah, my brothers and sisters, rulers, fatal flatterers, have caused men not to seek the Most High to the dimension fully that they should. That we must, if we are to guard the primacy of His will, if we are to guard His word and the integrity from whence it was first given, we are obliged to seek the Most High for all, that even all, my brothers and sisters, the world would not tell. For faith, faithful unto one, comes by hearing, beyond men unto the one. For not all who say they preach it have preached that pure, perfect word from above that reproves all men. It's time we know it, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, the command of the Most High was that we must remember the Most High is one. There's no contradiction, no arguments or misconceit in Him. A people who will be called by His name are obliged to seek Him with great love and all their mind, heart, soul, and might. No other allegiance but one, that we indeed, my brothers and sisters, love, trust, and cooperate together as one, that we reason together, my brothers and sisters. We put away all sin, all divisions, all misallegiance, and trust me, my brothers and sisters, misallegiance is sin. Trust in those who pretend righteousness but do not follow righteousness, to follow any such a one. And remember, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us that Satan's ministers will come as angels of light, keeping men still yet in the darkness. And all that's required to make a devil is for men not to seek the Most High enough, or to feel justified in seeking and thinking that they need seek no more. One scripture tells us, if any man knows the Most High, he knows nothing. This he knows, that he yet knows nothing as he ought to know it. There's always more the Most High can reveal. I once asked the Most High, how much more should we grow? His answer was simple. He said, till you can look up in the sky and say star B and one starts glowing, you keep growing. You got something else to learn from me. Again, my brothers and sisters, the wages of not hearkening to the Most High fully, maintaining partial standards up to which there have been arguments, has not been life, my brothers and sisters, but death, warfare, deceit, misimaginations, after which men have been prideful even to go to war one against another after their differing ideas of what they call the ways of life. We live in a nation today, my brother and sister, that talks about what it calls religious freedom, as if men have a right to disagree while they talk about the grace that's been shed upon them. Listen to me. The scripture says, should we continue in sin? Should we maintain divisions, false standards, that His grace abound? It says, Yah forbid. Its scriptures talk about how in the last days there's a foundation that needs to be restored. The foundation that needs to be restored, my brothers and sisters, is the knowledge of the fact we should rejoice beyond every worldly institution, beyond all denominations, beyond all politicizations, to seek Yah fully as He is. That, my brothers and sisters, is the only hope of a divine reward. There are those who say we have two commandments: love the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might, and love your neighbor as yourself. But my brothers and sisters, what is this? Do men actually believe there's a Catholic Jesus? The title in itself, Jesus, is even wrong. A Catholic Jesus, a Baptist Jesus, a Hebrew Israelite Jesus. Let me explain that in a minute. An American, a French, a Spanish, a Democrat, a Republican Jesus, as if the Most High somehow changes parties every 4 years. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the Most High is not divided after the misconceits of man. He is as He is and not as many have imagined Him to be. He is one. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, that very title, Jesus, Jesus, title Christos. They are not of Hebrew origin. They are not of monotheist origin at all. Pagans didn't have a word to relate the idea of a savior that would draw all men unto himself, unto one standard, one pure, perfect standard as it is from the beginning. Pagans had an idea of a savior that would embrace all the compromises and hypocrisies of many who were constantly contentions after a pagan pantheon of false gods who were always at warfare, and they even called it glorious to remain at war. To maintain war, they called it glory. That everybody fought for what he believed. But my brothers and sisters, what men have believed, has it been what the Most High believes? Has it been what the Most High trusts? Has it been what the Most High calls peace? Living in a world, my brothers and sisters, has been grossly confused. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand this, and it's time we know it. Think about it. What did the apostles actually preach? If we give consideration, for instance, to Acts 16 and 20 through 21, some idol makers, the apostle, rebuked, got upset and wanted to carry the apostles before the magistrates or the ruling law givers of the heathen who preserved all these various idolatries and vanities of men. They talked about how these apostles were teaching what they considered, if you will, strange doctrine. Not familiar to them. Not according to Roman orientation. He said doctrines that they were, which they were not oriented, not they did not consider lawful because of being Romans. Hold on. That means they were teaching something the nations did not know. They were teaching what the scripture says, the dispensation of grace is, Messiah being the King of Israel, go forth and teach him everything that he commanded. He said, as my fathers commanded, so do I. He says, in the last days, we must remember the law which he gave his servant Moshe, Malachi 15:1-5, singing the song of Moshe and the song of the Lamb to overcome all the beastly nations that rejected that divine law. Wow. My brothers and sisters, it means the dispensation of grace and what the gospel was that was sent forth by the apostles was the knowledge of the whole individual that is to come. And that kingdom, my brothers and sisters, is one in which only those who transcend all the nations will inhabit. Read Jeremiah 30-31 and understand. In the Shabbat day, why do you think the nations sought to confuse people after the ways of their pagan Sunday in which they preached every manner of lie? Those in who kept the Shabbat and understood the word means to complete, after all that is divine authority, knew that they had to seek the perfect will of the Most High, no matter what the nations have to say. The book of Jacob tells us, though we be scattered among the nations, the Most High still requires of us complete work. And if we lack that wisdom, it didn't say seek men. It didn't say seek the authorities to tell you. They're not going to tell you. It was prophesied in advance they would not. If any man be double-minded and just says he wants to still uphold that the rulers of the nations are wise, when the scripture tells you in advance they all like treacherous and greedy dogs that shall not bark, shall not warn you, everyone going after his own way, after his own designs, his own quarter, the scripture says in Isaiah 56, that you're told in advance to the very last one, they all would be liars. That means that's the truth, my brothers and sisters. You need to understand that leaders won't tell. So you must seek Yah to reveal these things, even him whom he has appointed in the last days to restore the knowledge of these things. Scripture says he will come and say, behold, my servant, my elect, and my soul delights. I put my spirit upon him to bring forth justice to the nations. And all the isles of the nations shall look, shall wait for, seek after his law. Why? Because what do you say about the nations? All their works are just wind and vanity, none having a solution beyond all the chaoses in the world. We talk about Isaiah 41. Look at the NASB, and he calls them all ungodly men. None of them preaching the gospel. None of them preaching the word from above. Everyone seeking after his own sectarian, divisive, damning, war-preserving ways. My brothers and sisters, it says the way of peace men have not known. Isaiah 59:8. In the last days, many men have gone so far after their own ways that the pure, perfect will of the Most High, men have left what is reference point for reverence, and have not understood the way, my brothers and sisters, for forgiveness, have not understood the way for atonement, have not discerned beyond the sins, the inconscience of misimaginations of their own minds. The Messiah comes to restore this truth. There's a serious need to read Isaiah 40 through 44, 20 through 45 and 6. Understand why Messiah said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, the one who he said would restore a temple of justice. The one he said he would set aside as his shepherd, and even Ezekiel 37 said, one shepherd. My brothers and sisters, he said, even his servant, let's just say his servant, the son of David, root out of the stem of Jesse, a branch will grow out of his roots. He's promised David, according to the Davidic covenant, that the Messiah will come out of his descendancy. They put down Cyrus in your Bible, my brothers and sisters, but the word down there, Kerti, means one like the rising sun, casting out all the darkness, revealing the light the world would obscure. That one king, the wooden offspring of David, the bright morning star, according to Revelation 22:16. All my brothers and sisters, the men would only understand what the scriptures say about his hallowed name. So many titles contained in the scriptures. The scriptures said from the birth he would have. Isaiah 49, listen to me, O owls. Hearken to me, O you nation. The Most High has called me from the womb, from the body of my mother, as he made mention of my name. Meaning, even just there, I would tell you, somehow, in the name of Messiah, such titles as Word of Yah, such titles as David, meaning Beloved of Yah, titles of one called the Kurt T. That's how it should have been written when they put down that word Cyrus. So I've explained that before, and I've also explained it on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, on an article called Prophetic Proof. My brothers and sisters, so many titles written in Scripture, King, Great King, King, encoded in his name. I've counted already, my brothers and sisters, well over some 30 names. And the Scripture tells us the name that Messiah would be called by in the latter days, Isaiah 62:2. Why didn't they tell you about that? Most High will not be called by a name men have misassociated after any of their misimaginations. It's time we must know that. How's the rules that didn't tell you about the scripture saying Messiah will come forth saying, listen to me, O isles, hearken to me, O ye nations. That means beyond all the rulers. From the body of my mothers he made mention of my name to bring his people back to him and even declare his salvation to the ends of the earth. How many know of these prophecies, my brothers and sisters? Why it is written, he said, those who believe in him, he gave them power to become sons of Yah. That means led by Yah. Especially those who believe in his name. Yah so loved the world. What is it saying? He loved his plan for this world, though it had fallen. That he gave it his only begotten son, one who would teach my brothers and sisters and a level of maturity others had not. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, what does the scripture say? That whoever believed in him and didn't say anybody else has fallen short testimony, anybody's polluted testimony, anybody's compromised testimony, believe in him might not perish and have everlasting life. What's the scripture saying? He told Israel that his light would, Israel, the people of Israel, that the light and wisdom would come. Messiah setting a standard for those who would turn away from all transgression, all fallen standards. And he said the nation that would not come to that pure, perfect light of wisdom would surely perish. He said those who believe in him would not have an opportunity if they believed his testimony. I didn't say anybody's counterfeit pretense, after which men have boasted falsely after their very nations. He said they would have opportunity, even unto attaining life. The Most High won't preserve any man's lie. Every man must learn. Every people must learn how not to lie. And the only way we learn how not to lie, my brothers and sisters, is by one standard. This we must know. This we must believe. This truth we must practice and prepare to be judged by. And if any man seek to be judged by any standard less, or compel men to be deceived, not to perceive what needs to be received, my brothers and sisters, his reward is certainly not life, certainly not conscience beyond contradiction. And the Most High will not have his kingdom to be placed in the hands of anyone who would not seek all his perfect will, or who would seek to disrupt the hope of peace. Time we know it. Like I said before, overcoming the mark of the beasts or the various nations. The word for beast is goyim, or nations, heathen nations even. And many nations have called themselves not heathen after standards after which they preserved every lie imaginable. They call themselves Christians. Well, I got news for you. Ancient Christians believed in all the traditions and ideals of all the pagan gods of Greece and Rome. That's where that word came from. I told you it's a polytheist one. After people whose ideas of a savior is one who preserved all the false inclinations of man. In their unholy days, they even had such customs whereby they said, cursed is anyone who finds anything wrong with the things they do this day, in which they had customs in which they called the holy days. They have lords of misrule. My brothers and sisters, there's an article on my website, hiddengospel.com, an article called The Bacchus Connection that is definitely worth your reading. As we move toward that time of year they call Xmas, hey, there's another article there called Xmas, hiddengospel.com, called Xmas Economics. Watch out, my brothers and sisters. The scriptures told us in advance that the leaders would turn everything upside down after the precepts of men. And my brothers and sisters, the day will come when a testimony will be given after which no man should dare to think that that testimony of that one who comes is to be called compared after anything or any of the testimony of those who came before him. In other words, what I'm saying to that about that, my brothers and sisters, surely he preaches a testimony true to what the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. What it means, my brothers and sisters, he will set the standard. Men have set up all kinds of variant institutions and call themselves righteous. But my brothers and sisters, none of their testimonies is to be used as an idea after which men will constrain their perception of his. There's some who might call me a Hebrew Israelite. Well, my brothers and sisters, I haven't seen a Hebrew Israelite camp anywhere in this world yet that would teach you all the things the Most High has granted me that I know must be taught. In fact, I would tell all of them that they all are under sin and that they preach partial doctrines, not teaching the whole truth, teaching diverse doctrines, tainted and twisted, because they haven't considered all things. And my brothers and sisters, in that, I would dare to say that they have never truly preached or kept a holy Shabbat. Scripture talks about in the last days in Isaiah 56, the righteousness of Yah being revealed, that men might keep a day holy unto the Most High, complete unto all that pleases Yah. Right now, my brothers and sisters, the peoples are unsure. And sadly enough, after the concoctions of this world, most of this world to this day, the grand majority of the people of this world don't even want to agree as to what day the Shabbat is. Shabbat means seventh. It means complete. How do they want people to be called complete in the immaturity of what they would call the beginning of a week? Something is desperately wrong here, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, the Shabbat day is about being made one after a pure and complete testimony, transcended all the nations. And it's the word that transcends and converts men beyond all the misconceits of the nation that is the gospel. How about Psalms 19, 7 through 14? The word of the Most High is perfect that converts the soul. So the men say they're converted true unto the pure, perfect will of the one after the diverse, perverse, partial doctrines of another, that it be said they truly have converted in agreement unto him beyond all evils. Think again. Like I told you, my brothers and sisters, the people consecrated to be the light of the world have no right to preserve any manner of irrational arguments. He said to his people, Israel, you are the light of the world. He said your righteousness must exceed all the contentions of your leaders. That means if your leaders are all teaching you something different, and Israel had scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees, Zealots, Essenes, various sectarian groups in the midst, there should not have been, I said, ancient Israel in that time, as a result of Greco-Roman influence and intrusion. Like I said, I talked before, Rome came in and murdered all the priests of Israel and set up a puppet priesthood that said they had no king but Caesar. That's automatically a leavenous hypocrisy. The Messiah said you must overcome. He said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. Else you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah, the kingdom of peace. He said if any man seek to create a, let's just say even establishes a rational argument to deceive his brother, to denigrate rather than seek to help his brother become wise. If any man just simply wants to make his brother foolish or speak against his brother after an irrational argument of some kind without reason, the scripture says if any man does this, he is guilty unto hellfire. That means if any man does not seek to help his brother become all that he can be, after the truth of all that is spiritual wisdom, whoever will not seek that perfect will, my brothers and sisters, falls short of being what is worthy. Guilty unto hellfire? Well, that word for hellfire is Gehenna. A word relating hell, Gehenna. It's a place where whatever does not perform its task is thrown aside. The carcasses of dead animals and whatever my brothers and sisters was called refuse was thrown there. I want you to think about it. My brothers, my sisters. Gehenna is called the Valley of the Sons of Hinnom. That's another discussion to talk about. But the scripture says, if we have any argument with our brother, irrational argument or an argument with our brother in any way, let us first seek to reconcile with our brother. And then we can bring forth an offering. Why? Because the only offering acceptable for the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is agreement with him unto peace. He says, there's no peace to the lawless. That maybe it wasn't become lawful. Isaiah 8:49. Where Messiah says, listen to me. Learn what is lawful. Learn what is righteousness. Learn what is salvation beyond every standard and false standard of this world that would hide the truth from you. And discern what is the light of peace. Wisdom beyond all worldly contention. Even unto the ends of all the earth. That means exceeding wisdom has premise above all. He said he had power from on high. That means the authority given was from above all the nations to teach the nations. Isaiah 42:16, he said, we lead the blind by a way they had not known. To expose the confusion, my brothers and sisters, of those who did not seek what he calls the magnification and high elucidation of his law and did not know to seek for the restoration. Hey, the Alabama, they got a new covenant. A covenant that's not an agreement at all. Every nation declaring its own ideas, every denomination declaring its own ideas. Hey, that's not a covenant. And it's definitely not holy. Definitely not peace. We should be wiser than this, my brothers and sisters. Far wiser. The wages of sin is war. millions deceived, lost, confused, murdered, many defending all manner of injustice, believing that they had done the Most High a favor. Shall the result of this walking after devilish deceit be life? Matthew 12:36, a man will be judged by every word, every foolish word he has spoken. In other words, if his words are unjust, who has he served? If his words were those of deceit, who has he served? Time we have to understand this. Like I said, he said in 24 and 6, there'd be wars and rumors of wars continuing. That means man, what has he done? Men have loved darkness more than light, has not loved the whole world, has not believed in him as he is, but has believed in a multitude of misrepresentative liars, fatal flatterers, that have worked to keep the people far from knowing the truth. Time we understand the real. It's time, especially like right now, these are the high holy days. What are the sayings of the book of Zechariah? The nation that will not come up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, what's that about? Learning the ways of Israel, being updated in the increasing knowledge of Yah, the Most High gives to his people Israel. Scripture says the nation that does not keep that feast, all manner of curses upon them in Zechariah 14, 14:9-16. Meaning that the Most High gave Israel a law that should be the eventuated expectation of all people beyond all the misrule, the false law, the flaw, the fleshly, foolish. Look at those FLSs keeping going, all these fallen ideas of man. The rulers have been very treacherous, my brothers and sisters, in that they didn't tell you this. It means the nation that will not come to humble themselves before the way of peace revealed. The time the Most High is consecrated for the remembrance. He called all his feasts, his Sabbaths, memorials, times to remember, to enhance men's sense of conscience and awareness and consideration of what of all that is divine justice. We live in a society now that men have made all kinds of decrees against divine law. They have called people after and caused people after all manner of miscreant doctrines to think that so many unjust things are somehow justice. Calling what is pursuit of what is whole and good, evil. Why? Because you live in America. The earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world, and all they that dwell therein. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Most High? And who shall stand in his holy place? But he who has clean hands and a pure heart has not lifted up his vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, but it receives his righteousness from the Holy One of salvation. But men have thought that they would enter the kingdom of Yah to every unclean, foolish way of nations, my brothers and sisters, that have stood against his will. So who is the King of glory? Who is the righteous and honorable King? It will not cause any man to swear after any man's lie or misconceit, and every man must learn how not to lie. He said that won't be strong and mighty in battle. What I think about, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says that one, righteous like the rising sun, to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, to expose all those who would hide the truth, the saving truth from him. Scripture says he will subdue. Most High will subdue all nations by his word. Out of his mouth comes the sharp two-edged sword. Revelation, the verse I was talking about, 40, Isaiah 40, 27-41:5. He's subduing all the nations and all their false doctrines and fatal flatteries and false covenants. Yes, indeed, my brother and sister, by the word of one who brings reason. Revelation 19:11-21. Called his name the word of Yah. Out of his mouth come a sharp two-edged sword that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart, to reprove all the nations, my brothers and sisters. Because indeed, my brothers and sisters, his word is from above, beyond worldly reproof, beyond all the world's misimaginations and misorientations. and those who would be converted, my brothers and sisters, beyond the wiles of the devil, must hearken to that word that he comes to bring. And yet men have dared to say that they have no law after which they shall be judged in a judgment day that must bring salvation beyond all those who taught men spirits after indiscretion that they err. I think about my brothers and sisters, 8th chapter, 9th chapter of Isaiah. Most High doesn't want any vain offerings whereby men would seek to offer him what that which does not fully in all things please. And he told folks to watch out for the so-called allegiances of man. They call confederacies that were never a covenant. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, it says. He is your Holy One. He is your helper. And if they don't speak according to his perfect word, he said they don't have the light of wisdom in them because they don't preach it because they won't receive a bribe. Or they'll teach whatever they can sell. Mm-hmm. And I had a pastor point blank tell me that whatever people want to buy, they will sell it. Well, the scripture says, because of this, the Most High was sent one. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Unto him the kingdom shall be upon his shoulder, and shall be called the King, Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government there shall be no end. And every garment dipped in blood, every uniform of war shall be burning in fuel for fire. Because the time will come when all will understand the leaders of these people have caused them to err, caused them to go to war for standards, my brothers and sisters, that can never bring anyone life. The leaders of these people caused them to err. And those who were led by them were, what? They said, destroyed. Time we know far better, my brothers and sisters. He said to his people, they received power from on high to preach a word of peace to all the nations. Well, you have to attain that word of peace beyond all nations to preach it. He told his disciples they receive authority from on high, word from the author to preach that word with integrity, with right understanding, to convert all the nations. How about convert them after a pure, perfect word? To discern what the nations and their leaders would not teach. And the scriptures even go as far, my brothers and sisters. This would be the salvation, deliverance from every liar, even to the end of the earth, even to under all corners, or if you will, the lands of the earth. That's the hope of peace. That's the restoration of an agreement in a world that has had none. That's the restoration of a covenant. Ancient Israel knew. Yes, ancient Israel knew to seek the Most High beyond all worldly misconceits. I think oftentimes about what the scriptures call the Lord's Prayer. It is the Shema, our Father. Let's all seek one understanding, one teacher, one master, one controlling body of knowledge that is supreme above all else. Holy be thy name. Let his honor unto him be not of any misconceits of this world, and none of the intrusions of man's misconceits act as an obstacle against understanding his reference point for reverence unto his honor. No defamation of divine character. Let his kingdom, his majesty, let it come. My brothers and sisters, the only way that can be in this world is that the false rule of this world must be deposed. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Shamaim. It's the kingdom of all those who keep the Shema, seeking the perfect will of the Most High, that there be no divisions amongst the people. A people that should know that they have no right to maintain any arguments or contentions amongst them. And they have an obligation in the holy name, to seek the perfect will of Yah, that they do not lie, that no one is left lacking, that no one is left confused, and that the people cooperate with love and trust with one another, with a certainty and a sure word of prophecy. Was it saying, 2 Capel 1, we must be diligent unto all discretion, that we gain an entrance unto the holy kingdom, seeking a sure and absolute word of prophecy, of testimony, knowing that all the prophets spoke after one spirit, as the spirit gave unction, not after any personal misideal, a mispersonal contrivance or vanity of their own. And this we must do until, it says, the morning star. One who's called like the morning star, cast out all the darkness, becomes a reality in the hearts. He said there are many false prophets amongst us. Second chapter, second cape of second Peter. Seek to keep the people subject to damnable heresies, factions, divisions, after partial doctrines. My brothers and sisters, what that means is the various divisions of man have been exactly that, damnable divisions, divisive sin against the perfect will of the one. Messiah said, you, my friends, if you do everything that I command you in Yohanan and John 15:14, that means those who don't seek that fullness are still yet counted enemies against the peace. How shall they inherit then his blessed rest? Scripture talks about gaining again a foundation, knowing that we should be long-suffering, or let's just say diligent and steadfast and seeking what is divine expectation. I'm talking about 2 Cape of 2 Peter 3:14 through 18. Say there were many who would take Paul's words where he said such things is not under the law but under grace, and think that they're not under divine law by a gift of a law. He said he would teach them the law of Israel that they did not know, that they might be partakers with Israel in what they did not know, not being left aliens as the rest of the Gentiles, Ephesians 4:17, all comprehending with the people who are consecrated, was the height, depth, and breadth of wisdom, that they all have one Lord, one faith, one baptism. He says even to full agreement and stature with Messiah himself, it says at 4:13, Ephesians. Not left after the contentions of the nations, not misoriented, alien to the word of truth, as all the Gentile nations. And it says, therefore, we should be angry against all institutionality that would divide us after conflict and divisions, because we're supposed to be brothers one of another, members one of another, our brother's keeper, seeking the whole truth to help one another, rather than being subject to all these divisions, to help one another, seeking the whole word of the Most High, that we indeed be one. And my brothers and sisters, all these divisions have not been a matter of the people being their brother's keeper, seeking that we all know the truth, even though many all claim the same title. We forget something, my brothers and sisters, the Holy One who is one is not divided. And whoever will sit back and say it, the Most High would be satisfied with the compromises of men not seeking his whole word, is in fact, my brothers and sisters, in league with many devils. For many are the lies, my brothers and sisters, this world is told to keep men from discerning the whole word of truth. We must overcome that forked-tongued, double-tongued devil with his varying messages to leave men confused. He said we must discern what is the sure, perfect word of Yah, even though we be scattered among the nations. If any man be double-minded about this or have any doubt about the need for a perfect word, he said, let him not think he receive anything from Yah, even though he might petition the Most High for the Holy Spirit, if he doesn't seek a perfect word. Such a one, my brothers and sisters, remains a deceiver. Why should the Most High be pleased with that? Messiah comes with a word and not supposed to be compared with, or let's just say, now he comes with a word that's not supposed to be relegated after any of the varying standards of any other. He comes to set a standard whereby the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear allegiance. Meaning even the leaders of this world will come saying, admitting their ungodliness. Admitting, my brothers and sisters, that they had deceived men unto damnations. Bowing before him, repentant for having. Seeking his mercy in repentance for having been instruments of damnation. Oh, my brothers and sisters, this world has exalted many of what it wants to call heroes. But my brothers and sisters, if they all taught men never to seek what is full salvation, they kept men in cages. He said, the Spirit of the Most High, the exceeding word of the Most High is upon me. To release the captives, release the prisoners that are bound, open the eyes of the blind. Which would you rather be, my brothers and sisters? Would you rather be one with the people the Most High has consecrated to make them free beyond all illusion? Or would you be the slave of some man's treacherous cage? It's because men have maintained these divisions, the scripture says, because men have maintained these divisions, these inequities, that the goodness of peace has been hid from men. Way of peace they have known not. False religion, my brothers and sisters, whenever people talk about a fallen standard being viable before Yah, and it's time we must know it. The time, because I said before, will come when all nations will petition for mercy for their sins of having been ungodly and to murderous, damning obstacles, warfare against the hope of salvation, peace. Keeping this world disrupted and far from truth, this world over, far from peace, this world over. Remember, the only option, our only offering the Most High will accept is peace. In his Shabbat, my brothers and sisters, we seek peace complete, wisdom complete, that we be called, worthy to be called after the name of his, him who is one. The blessed peace and peacemakers who shall inherit the earth. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always, thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! And I thank you all, yes I do, again for listening. Please check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. And discern how you might become constituent with the ministry the Most High has truly called for the healing of his people. For my brothers and sisters, beyond all misconceits, this must be done. Rejoicing in the opportunity to be made one with him, for this is always the utmost command unto peace.